From the sports desk of the Lubbock Avalanche Journal and RedRaiders.com, here's your look at all things Texas Tech sports. Now, here's the Red Raider Podcast.
And hello, everyone. I'm Carlos Silva from the Lubbock Avalanche Journal, bringing you another edition of the Red Raider Podcast. Now that the football season has started, we got Jalen Hutchins, the defensive lineman, at now a veteran guy now because you're coming back for another year. I guess what went into that decision, and I guess what kind of makes you feel so good about this year?
The vision that Coach McGuire has for us and, like, the success that we had last season, have gone 8-5, you know, winning our last, I think it was 4 or 5 games. Mm-hmm. And just the potential that we have this year. And I really want to be a part of winning the Big 12 championship, which I know we can do this year.
Was it just appropriate that your buddy, you know?
Yeah, we both started playing together. I was a redshirt freshman. I really started playing. He was a freshman. Yeah. He was a true freshman.
Of course, Tony Bradford, I'm talking about.
Yeah, Tony Bradford Jr., the one and only. So, yeah. You know, it's just bittersweet, you know, to come back and, you know, have a chance to win the Big 12.
In terms of this year, is it a little different? Because I know obviously last year could have been your last year, but this year now you got another one to where you decided to come back. Is there extra urgency, if that's the right way to put it?
I would say there's always urgency. Yeah. You know, it's kind of like last year I always had the thought in the back of my head I can always come back, you know. Sure. So it's not like, I don't know, but the urgency definitely has ramped up because, like, everything's final this year. I can't come back. My eligibility is over with. Sure. So just giving all I got and see what happens.
You have a unique perspective that you were here previous, and then you obviously saw the way Joey McGuire and his staff kind of, you know, handled y'all last year. Now with an offseason under him and now a full offseason, I guess what's the difference? Or I don't know if there's a difference, or maybe do you feel – that there's less to learn this time around now that you guys kind of have everything.
I would say, like, when they first came, obviously it's new staff, new program, so you're trying to understand, trying to make a first impression, right? But since we have a year under us, we know what to expect. We know that the standard's not going to change. So it's more of now just solidifying the foundation and just going from there.
What's it like kind of being, I guess, I know the term super senior is used a lot, but I guess how would you consider yourself as part of this program? Is it a leader kind of like Tony, or I guess what do you kind of feel you are bringing to this team this year?
I would say, definitely my leadership. I would say definitely my experience. I have a lot of experience in games and understanding. The moment would never be too big, you know. Yeah. So just trying to help the younger guys. That's my main thing. Help the younger guys. Bring in guys. So I can do it myself. Tony can do it by himself. Sure. So we need help to be able to bring the team to the next level.
Saw Tony coaching there with Coach Finch as well. I guess what are you trying to do during practices right now? Because I know Coach had mentioned that you and Tony would have been on a different schedule to, you know, not give you as many reps to, you know, kind of save y'all for the season, if you will.
Right. I think Coach is smart by doing that. I feel like he really has the best interest for us on the team. And I feel like since we're not taking as many reps, that gives the opportunity to coach the younger guys and let them have more reps so they can help us during the fall.
So I guess I know obviously everyone wants to talk about the fall, but I guess what are you trying to get done during the spring before June starts? Because I know June and obviously August, that really kind of ramps stuff up. But I guess for the spring, what are you looking to kind of get done, and what are you looking for this team to get done?
I would say just develop an identity, you know. During the offseason, you're trying to find, like, how your team is around each other. And that comes with, like, how close we are. And that comes with being in the fire together. Yeah. When stuff is hard, you're experiencing it all together, building that brotherhood. So just building a brotherhood and carrying it over to the fall.
I don't know if you remember, but what was the identity last year? And do you kind of feel like it's carried on? Or do you kind of feel like this is kind of like coaching cliches go, new team, new –
Yeah, I feel like it definitely has carried over, like the West Next mentality. Like, I feel like that's the thing that really stuck with the last year's team, because how many overtime games did we come back and win, different situations like that. So just having that West Next mentality, and no matter what happens, just keep going.
In terms of you, I guess, what are you looking to kind of do just off the field to kind of keep yourself, you know, mentally fresh going through this, you know, grind of a season once it starts in the spring?
Off the field? Off the field. I guess I just got to say spending time with Coach. You know, he's trying to be young, relatable to the young guys. Yeah. So just hanging out with Coach and getting pointers from him.
I know, like I said, it's still far away being August and all that, but I guess what are some goals that maybe you all have already set or do you feel like should be set once the season does start for you all?
Yeah, I think one of our main things is take three university, so take the ball away three times. There was times last year we had no turnovers. Yeah. We caused no takeaways, but we ended a season with five against Ole Miss. Yeah. So just carrying that same mentality of taking the ball away, and it will lead to more wins.
And then last one for me, I know people always ask this, I guess from your perspective, I know it's only the first day, but maybe watching workouts and all those things, who's kind of stepped in and kind of impressed you so far from some of the younger guys on the defensive line or even the defense?
Yeah, I would say Marion Banks, we call him Duda. I feel like he's definitely a guy that's like he played really well in the Ole Miss game, and I feel like he's going to be a guy that can definitely have quality snaps for us next year and really help us out.
Once again, that's Jalen Hutchings from the Texas Tech football team. I'm Carlos Silva with the Lubbock Avalanche Journal. You've listened to another edition of the Red Raider podcast. Talk to you next time.